Radio Talk Show. It is yours truly, Bri Cooley, and I am sitting across the table from... Oh, I'm not going to do adjective. Sorry, that's Brian Blank. I'm sorry, Breezy Blank. I wasn't doing any adjectives.
But you could say my name. It's
Lee.
I'm
going to say your name? Oh, I thought you were going to introduce yourself. Sorry. Sitting across the table from
Deep Bow
in the building.
It's like a little kid on the first day of school when they're super precise.
Right.
And to my right, deep left, is the one and only.
The one and only.
Breezy Taylor.
the tweak for sapiosexual.
Sapiosexual.
Sapiosexual. You caught me in the middle of that.
Oh, okay.
Can you give me the question again? I'm sorry.
I said that I find it most attractive. That see, now hold on, Breezy. First of all, you post the questions when I'm hosting. That's number one. Number two, I ain't say nothing about physical not being important. I said nothing about that.
I said, as opposed, how much more important is it now as opposed to when you were younger? Now you said that the physical diet is important to you now.
I never said that.
It's my question.
I ain't never say that. I never said that. I'm just saying. For me, I was saying how important is, or how attracted are you to a man that is super smart at something or super good at something.
If you're not just dumb,
can you just not be stupid?
I mean, right. Like, if you're just not saying stupid stuff, you know how you be talking to people, and you're just like, what
even are you saying right now?
How did you make it this far in life?
Exactly. Like, what's going on?
Is
like,
your microphone on?
Is the mic on?
Yes, your mic is on.
Is it turned up? Because I can't hear you.
Try it now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. But as long as you're just not dumb. I mean, because as long as you're not dumb, it's not if you're highly versed on politics, because sometimes someone can be highly versed and you don't agree with what the hell they're saying, and you're like, really? You're so smart. No. Like, why do you feel that way? Like, who were you raised? Like, who hurt you?
You know what, Father? Some people could be knowledgeable in one thing and nothing else. So as long as you're talking about that one thing, oh, they can talk about it. But then get outside of
and
that.
Guess
and
guess what? And guess what? I'm okay with that.
You okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
As long as that's your lane, you stay in
it. That's what I'm saying. Stay in your lane. But it's those that be talk that are talking, not be talking. Those that are talking and they're, I don't know where you're going. Like you're really smart, and then you start talking, and then you was like, oh, the thing is yellow. And then you get back into the whole conversation of something about the politics or what's going on in Black America.
There are people that
and,
know what
hey, there's a cat
about,
on us.
And there are people that recite things. No, I'm just saying. Like, there are people that will just be like, it's like, okay, so you read the encyclopedia this morning. Like, you read the whole Wikipedia page. You clicked on all the links. Like, but what does this mean? And they can't tell you what it
because I'm you done intimidated me.
They just trying to impress. We know what it said on Yahoo this morning. They just sent it to some press.
Oh, they don't attribute it to Yahoo. They just start spouting facts, and I'm like, that ain't even true. They just re-edited their Wikipedia page. Okay, so there's a 20 question quiz on being a sapiosexual, right? And hold on, because I'm multitasking today. I brought my tablet. Okay, I'm done. So here's the thing with me. I'm not a sapiosexual, just so we're clear here. I am much more attractive. Like, if you're smart, it makes you more attractive. Like, it bumps your points up. Okay, well, then we don't need to take the quiz because we already know that that's not decent.
Okay, but we could take the quiz. Maybe
for
I'm
the
wrong.
Yeah, so
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe intelligence is very important to me. But I tend to... 6'4"? Yeah,
6'4".
6'2".
6'6".
smell good. Has ambition.
I'm not saying that's the... Why are y'all acting like I'm saying that's the only thing?
No, I'm just saying that's not high on my list. I mean, you know, hey, you be the best at cars, and cars is your thing. Someone can come to you and you talk about cars all day long. You are intelligent in cars. In cars only. But then when you start talking about other things, I just know keep it surface level. I'm cool with that.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about people that know that one thing.
Well, if you're dumb, then I can do. Like, I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about the vetting process, you know, because I do a lot of online dating. I like talking to people, you know. I get off on the, and I do get off on talking to people. I like the way people talk. I like the sound, you know, all that kind of stuff. I get into that, you know. It's very soothing.
They articulate and everything.
Right, I do. I like that, you know. Because I get frustrated with the whole, you know, here we are 30, 40 years old, and you can't, even in your texting, talk like you text. It's crazy to me. It's a turnoff. It really is, because I don't understand. It's like, if I take you somewhere, will you be able to have an intelligent conversation?
There's nothing more embarrassing than taking a man somewhere, introducing him to some people, and they get to talking, and you be like, come on, baby, let's go. Because his ass starts saying the dumbest shit.
And you're like, I didn't.
How did I miss this?
Right. Right. Not that.
It was like barely on you.
Right. Not that I'm trying to, you know, like you have to be a certain right. way. You need to be able to hold your own. But if everybody's looking at me like, where did you find this Negro from?
Child.
What side of the road did you get him from?
Be like, oh, that joint must be good.
Cause right. First question. Pull you over to the side. Get good, huh?
Okay. Got to be. Because this
is. Or is he paying a bill?
Not paying a bill, though.
Have a tongue game?
No. I'm not taking you around the friends just because you have some good tongue game.
Okay.
No, sorry. Mm-hmm. Maybe not even for some penis. Mm-hmm. Like that. You
what just happened?
Listen, no, listen. So what's funny is I met somebody off of Tinder when I first started dealing with
Tinderizers.
Right. The conversation was great. Met him with our first outing was with some very how do I describe these people?
Interesting.
Opinionated,
outspoken group of people. They will cut you down in a minute. Okay? Need to be on top of yours.
All the way on top of yours.
So I was like, if you can hold your own with them, then you're good. You know, I vetted you properly and everything is okay. So to this day, he's like, so when you gonna let me hang out with those people again?
Never.
So, like, I don't bring a lot of people around people unless it's really serious. Like,
what happened now?
Why are we gonna hang out?
Bring them around no more.
Yeah, what happened with that?
We were going in two different directions, and he was a smoker.
Ew. I don't want to lick an ashtray. Can we talk about that? No.
No, we can talk about that. Not tonight.
But I don't.
But yeah. But he's, I mean, still very intelligent. Nice conversation. We have conversations every now and again.
But they're just.
But what made it so bad that you wouldn't bring him around?
I was just saying, I don't bring people around unless we're really serious. Like, I'm not going to. Here's my fear, and this is just being honest. So I hang around a good group of people, you know what I'm saying? And I'm expanding my circle. So I meet you, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, let's go hang out with my friends, you know, whatever, whatever. And because I vetted you properly, you can talk intelligently. You can hold your own. And I'm glad about that. Then Bree starts talking to you. You start talking to him. And you're like, oh, he cooler than a mug. And this and that and that and that. And it's like, yo, we're going to hang out. Or we're going to go whitewater rafting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work out. So now I got to be cool, you know, like not like it's not a big deal. And I'm like, he has so much potential. Damn.
Wait,
I don't
so you wouldn't
that.
Hang out with him because he went right water rafting with him?
No.
What'd I miss?
No, I'm saying he would then become y'all friend.
Oh, I don't do that. Nope.
So if you were casually dating someone, would you bring him around your people?
Hell no.
So that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I can't bring
but
it
But for a totally different reason. Just because I don't want people in my business. But that's the whole other thing.
Yeah, I can't bring it around the homies if it's just
really?
A fling.
Oh, fling?
Yeah.
Casually dating is the term that we're using.
Oh, that's what I call it now?
Is that real? Really?
Yeah.
You can't casually date and bring them around your friends?
You say you could. So what's the difference?
I ask you, because you and I are two separate people. You've not done it before.
I have. That's how I learned from it.
Oh, that's why you learned from it. Okay, high five. Okay, I'm on the same page.
That's why I can say that
I
now.
Was like, I'm thinking about a time when you did.
I'm pretty sure I recall that this actually happened.
Right. I was just confirming. That's all.
Hey, you live and learn, right?
You live and you learn. And you learn.
And you live.
And you live. And then you live some more, and you learn some more.
Keep living, keep
and you keep living. Yeah.
Right.
So let me ask y'all this.
Okay, are we going to take the test, though?
Oh, you wanted to take the test?
I want to take the test. All right. I may be wrong. Maybe intelligence is important to me.
Okay, so here we go. The questions are ranked. The answers are 1 through 5. 1 being strongly disagree. 5 being strongly agree, 3 being in the middle.
Wait, are you a sapiosexual?
Sexual.
Does that sound about right?
Would you like me? Hold on, let me post the test in the thingy.
Sapiosexual.
So listen, people. I was like, who is that? What was that? I know nobody else could hear it, but what was that?
That was the dictionary verbally saying how to say
no.
It.
Sound like that. That dictionary sounded like a dork. That was the craziest and dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. And we're ready. Question number 1.
Oh, wait.
The Twitter is waiting. The Twitter is waiting.
The Twitter is waiting. Oh, okay. So, question numero uno.
Are you going to score us? How are we going to know?
You got to score yourself? Y'all know math. Just keep a running total. You got to calculate. Y'all got y'all laptops out. Mm-hmm. I'll put a laptop. Okay, here we go. Look at that hunky Asian that shows up when I post it in the group. I posted it in the group. There's a hunky Asian that shows up. All right. So, sapiosexual. Question number 1. I love and gravitate towards free thinkers. Free thinkers.
You said 1 is...
I love and grab... Oh, 1 is strongly disagree. 5 is strongly agree.
I love and gravitate towards free thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
The Twitter.
Question 2. Girl, I hope you can type. Because this is the second question, as long as I'm up. I prefer to have a person to ignite complex discussions. I said discussions.
I prefer.
We got Tid over here and Nick over here.
To have a person to ignite complex discussions within a relationship.
Okay, so this is not going to work. I'll tell you why it's not going to work. Because
that's,
I'm still waiting.
That's a good question, though.
No, but here's the thing. No, I'm talking about the Twitter. It's not going to get to test. Because...
That's too long. I told you.
Well, it's not too long, but here's the problem. So you're asking questions, and I'm typing, I'm like... And I didn't stop.
How about you just post the link? I posted the link.
Yeah,
Okay.
So I prefer to have a person to ignite complex discussions within a relationship.
That sounds
rather
too
than
difficult.
Connect.
Sounds too difficult. Go ahead.
Connecting over superficial similarities.
Superficial? No, I like superficial similarities.
Because superficial similarities is what keep you laughing. I'm trying to told you.
Next.
Philosophical discussion to me is like foreplay. Sometimes that makes me dry. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. I need you to shut up and kiss me. I don't care about Socrates or Hippocrates or any of them. By the way, people, I'm not stupid. I know it's Socrates and Hippocrates.
We don't care. You're doing too much. Already, I feel stressed.
Steamy debate is more erotic than sensual massages.
What'd you say?
Steamy debate is more erotic than sensual massage.
Can I put zero? Can I put a point?
Can I put negative two?
Right. I'm going to give you a one because that's highly no.
Now, here is my high yes. This is my high yes.
Okay.
I judge my level of attraction to a person based on how witty, inquisitive, and or how mentally sharp they are. Because I'm so quick with the tongue, I need you to be, I'm sorry, quick. foolish people cause me to feel very irritated and disheartened. Yep.
Okay. So four and five.
I be looking at them like, All right. Intelligent and deep conversation tends to either fuel me, turn me on, or both.
Okay. So here's the thing. It varies because there is. Someone, when we're talking, all of this stuff, it is so such a turn on. But let's just say the person who you told me shouldn't have been on the show. If he were to be
that's
talking,
because you want him to FTFU anyway. Like I'm looking at the chair like he's here, and I want to smack him because I just need you to shut up. But the thing is, I understand what you're saying. I get it. Just put a three because it depends.
It depends.
Right there in the middle. If I'm already feeling you and you start talking like,
yes,
then yes.
Yes.
But if I'm already not feeling you and you're talking that good ish and I don't feel like talking to you, I'm going to need you to shut up. That's just that.
Just be quiet.
You'd be like, yeah, but this dude that get on my goddamn nerves said something very intelligent today. Nah, son. That's not how that works.
Where you get that information from?
I need to know.
I need to know your sources.
I need
right, because surely
you read that Wikipedia this morning.
Right. Whose conversation was you?
He was ear hustling.
Right.
He heard somebody else talking about it. Right. Then he came in a group and he was like, no.
Saying that unattractive people don't know what they talk about. It's just that. You tend to care less when you already don't like the person.
This is true.
So them being unattractive on top of that don't help their cause. Okay.
This is true.
Thinkers are sexier than feelers.
That's the middle.
That's a tough one for me because
it's the middle.
I'm a very
sensual. It's a middle. See, because if you're unsure, it's the middle.
I'm a very sensual person, so all my senses.
Crazy is very sensual.
Are you sensual?
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to speak eloquently is more important to me than having a fit or sexy body.
Zero.
Long as your titties, bigger than mine. Wait, that's not saying much. Long as your titties, that's still too big. Long as your titties ain't bigger than my back in undergrad. Because I was like,
because right now,
my face is up
here. Yes! Okay.
Sitting right there, real close to your eyes.
They are very close. I got the Topanga going on.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're just sitting in front of me and they're saying, hey, Petra, how you doing?
A little bit. Any secret crush or attraction towards people of physical beauty. I can't even finish that. That's bull.
What? Say it.
Of physical beauty unless they also exhibit incisive mind. Let me tell you something.
I don't understand what you just asked me.
Here's beauty what I just asked.
Give me that.
You don't have a crush on someone unless you know that they're also intelligent.
That's not true.
Exactly. Because I have liked me some dummies. I have dated and kissed a dummy.
Huh.
I had sex. Several dummies. Not very proud of it, but you know.
What that beard do? Gray sweats matter.
Ah, with your dumb ass. Calling me trying to talk.
How was your day today?
Would you get off the phone and get over here, please? What are we talking about?
Right.
Really?
How was your day today?
This is so bad. You're objectifying me.
I'm objectifying everybody. You next. Okay. The most beautiful and fascinating people to me are those with vibrant, lively, and insightful minds.
Sometimes. Okay. I am not attracted to this person, but sometimes when I hear him talk, I'm like,
Say his name yet.
I can't even say his name because then you'd be like,
trust me. Okay, trust me. I won't. No, trust me. Ooh. I won't.
Yeah. Send it to him on Facebook message.
No, just tell me. Is it Roland Martin? Because I got a friend that's in love with Roland Martin.
It is Roland Martin.
I knew it.
Sometimes when I'm listening,
in love
to
with Roland
Martin. Oh, he's talking. Sometimes I'd be like,
you're like,
that's very attractive.
I like the way you think.
Yeah. Like, your brain is sexy as hell. And then I just pass him, he's like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No neck.
I'll be killing him. All right, next. My soulmate would be so daring and somewhat my soulmate would be bold, daring, and somewhat unorthodox in thought and perspective. Next question. Intelligence is always at the very top of my list when I look for potential partners. This is a fairly new thing for me, so I'm going to go ahead and say three because, like I said, it's a new thing. So we're not even going to get into that. I ain't going to talk bad about nobody because them men knew what they knew. It was a very small scope of things. It you could probably fit it into a bottle cap. But
listen.
Or a big bottle.
They were specialists in their field.
The field of what are you talking about?
Hey, I don't care what that field is. They were specialists in their field.
I've been trying not to curse this whole time, but I just said that. I'm sorry. Anyway. He was a specialist in the field of WTF. Because I swear, we'd be talking. He'd be like, oh, yeah, blah, blah. And then he'd be like, because. And then he would say something way left field. And I would just turn around like, what are we talking about again? Maybe I don't understand the conversation we're having. Even though I brought it up, maybe I'm not understanding the conversation. Maybe I'm the dumb. I'm not dumb. But the one that's
I don't think that I've ever.
Apparently, I was off base. Maybe I'm off base.
I don't think that I've ever dated anyone that was that extreme for me. I don't think they made it past that. I don't think they made it past the vetting process.
Explain some things to you. Sometimes when a man loves a woman, he will do a great impersonation of whatever it is you want him to be.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, no. Let's talk some more. Let's do a little bit more talking.
Anyway, all right. So, I enjoy subtle flirtations or mind games that leave the mind wondering whether someone likes me or not. Now, let's be clear. Either you like me or you're gay. No, I'm just kidding.
This girl is crazy. She's crazy. I like a little suspense.
A little bit of suspense, but don't be playing, though. Don't be playing. Don't play.
Okay, ma'am. Don't play. Breezy. Stop playing, okay? Mm-hmm. Breezy.
Did you hear?
Stop playing.
I'll be more fun.
Thank you.
Like,
make it known, Breezy.
Let's be clear. Subtle flirtations and mind games that leave you wondering are good for about a day.
Okay.
A day.
Well,
if you let me leave without getting my number, I just know you don't like me. So if I see you later and you're like, oh, blah, 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 I'm be like, oh, uh-uh, because you had me standing right there.
I'm the queen of I missed it. I am. Like, there could be situations and I totally missed it. So you're right. We'd be gone. We'd be 10 years down the road. You'd be like, you know, hey, I kind of had something for you.
Be like, would you say that then? No, you
did.
You had jokes.
Do you do that, Breezy? Do you make hints at women and then
don't ever say anything and then show up at their wedding like Vesta? Congratulations.
I thought it would have been me. Right. You don't do that, though.
I always act on it.
You always act on
what?
It.
What?
Really? I ain't mad at that.
Always act on it.
Why leave anything to chance?
Shoot your shot.
Right. I mean, I don't think you can say yes or no. So why leave anything to chance? Oh, but maybe I'll see you later on in another spot. Well, why wait? Why wait for the next day? We can do it right then.
Hey, Breezy, I need you to teach a class and go in to get it. Go get it. Don't stand in the corner watching.
You want him to teach class?
Not really. Got a little hype. Got a little away from my girl. I'm back.
Say, bring it back in.
Okay. Round it up. Okay.
No, but no way. Unless you're like 12. You know, 14 years old. Does that even work? I mean, what?
He said, y'all out here with these 12-year-old, 14-year-old,
minded Negro
gym class popping bra strap games. He said, step the game up. Breezy said it.
I said, men, act like men.
Really?
Don't like you in middle school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see a chick that you like? Say something.
Say something.
Say something. I'm giving up on you.
Why you want me to say something if you're giving up on me?
But how we know that, though, if you don't ask?
Because it might be a little bit of a change. You might say something, and I'll be like, so you do feel blah, blah, blah. Because some people just don't know when to say something.
Okay, like you said, you're the queen of mystery, right? Whoever's came to you later on and said they had something for you, would it have made a difference they told you at that particular time?
Wait, huh, what?
Say that again.
You're the queen of missing things, right?
Wait, what?
So you say you're the queen of missing things.
I am. It does. A lot of shit goes over my head.
All right, so let's just say someone that said that a month or a year later,
mm-hmm.
if they would have been up front with you at that particular time,
mm-hmm.
would have made a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so why would you want a man to act like a man and say something?
Why wouldn't you want a man to act like a man?
Well, of course I want a man to act like a man.
Say something.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
If you're feeling me, say something.
I mean, if you're feeling, say something.
Now, on the other end of that,
right.
I ain't going to say nothing because you ain't about to hurt my damn in front of your dad.
And you know what? I was just about to say the same thing. It was just like.
No group to no. Nobody in a group. Because, you know, in a group. Pull that person to the side if you can.
Let me tell you something. If I pulled this one dude any more to the side, he'd be lopsided. So I'm just going to assume he don't like me. But I'm going to eat my own.
What? Why?
Just in case.
You've let him know that you're interested.
He breaks with her.
I pulled him to the side.
What does that mean?
Oh, we're not talking about my panties. I'm kidding.
Wait.
It was funny.
I don't understand.
No.
You lost me. Wait. Wait.
Joke, man.
You did that, Red Man? What happened?
No.
Where do we go?
It's a joke. Because
you do.
No, it's just this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, your blank is really big.
Okay. And you like
that's
it.
All right. Question 15. We almost done. We in the home stretch. I love a man or woman who has a logical, perceptive, and discerning approach to life.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Well, now that's a yes. Well, not all that.
Okay.
What does it remind me of?
What? What?
Nothing.
What is going on? Breezy.
Don't do it. Why you don't get a riled up? Why?
He likes to derail.
Okay.
He
go
likes
ahead.
To derail.
15.
16, ma'am.
16.
I would find it unbearable to tolerate unintelligence in my romantic partner. No, because I've tolerated it.
Okay.
And then I was like, what the hell are you doing, girl?
Okay, go ahead.
You ain't got no kids. Why are you raising a man?
Freeze
it. Why are you doing
it? I mean,
yeah, okay. Here we go. Talk nerdy to me is a phrase I could have made up during lovemaking. Listen, please don't be talking about rhombuses and triangles and the square root of that D, okay?
That's amazing.
I don't want to hear it. Not during sex. Okay, thank you. Beauty without brains is nothing to me. You think about that real hard. When someone I like makes unintelligent decisions or exhibits foolish behavior, I am very disappointed.
That's a 5.
That's a 10.
I'm disappointed.
Why would you do that, Sharon? For those of you who don't understand that, we're going to go off topic for a second. This guy was on Twitter, and he said, my ex-girlfriend favorited the tweet where I said I got laid off for my job. Why would you do that, Sharon? Do you know how emotional you have to be to ask your ex-girlfriend by her name on Twitter why she favorited the tweet of you getting laid off? She was in his feelings. So now anytime something crazy happens, I say,
why would you do that,
why would
Sharon?
You do that, Sharon? Why would you do that, Sharon?
Okay. Last question.
Final question.
Whoop, whoop.
person has to match or surpass me in IQ levels for me to consider dating them long term?
No.
I'm pretty smart. So, like, you have to be like Albert Einstein or some sort of mathematical genius, because I don't know math. So if you're super smart in math and science, oh, sorry.
What is she on tonight? Go ahead. What's the score?
So, anybody get 25 or below?
No.
Okay.
25 to 75? Yes.
That's me. All of us. So, this is an average score. You do find intelligence attractive, but not necessarily for sexual attraction.
Darn.
So close. So close to objectifying his brain.
Right.
But not close. Like,
sorry. Grace Twitch.
Okay, let me be clear, though. Let me be perfectly clear. I am still pretty shallow when it comes to certain things. But if you can talk, like if you can talk and hold a conversation, and we can talk for hours.
What that's going to do?
I might forget that. There's one tooth missing on this side right here. Like this one. Like, you know, the black people tooth that all black people get pulled? This one?
No, I still have that one. You're right, because I'm not black.
Don't start that again. Do not start that again. Ma'am. Don't do it.
Because it was about to come out.
No, please.
Oh my God.
Tuck it in, okay? We are not on Catfish.
Okay.
Tuck it in. Thank
you. Sorry.
I don't know what this is for today.
Open your mouth.
He's got them all.
So you do it willingly.
That's right. Didn't take much.
He didn't ask why, how, who, what, when.
Next time, close your eyes. Okay.
Lay down on your back.
Have you ever dated someone that was so much smarter than you that you were just like, how did we get here?
There's one person. He's older. He's really smart. It's very intimidating. But I was like 19.
He was a nasty dog.
Because he was sturdy.
Oh!
And he was really smart, though. And I was really attracted.
Now, see, here's the thing. Was he smart because you were 19 and he was 30? And I'm not trying to be funny, but, like, think about it. Like, what you consider smart at 19, is that still what you consider smart now?
Like, okay, let me
now and be like,
he was smart.
Well, no. I still could. See, because he was a division chief at a
ma'am.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. So at 19, his intelligence would still be intelligent. Well, it depends. See, because now some of these division heads, they ain't all that smart.
No, they
just got the gift of gab.
Or the gift of promotion.
Or the gift of promotion. So, yeah. You're so funny.
Okay, so seriously. So I was going to say, yes, I have. But then I realized that he had no common sense. He had lots of books that he could talk about things and be like, and so the protocols and the what? And the, okay. He was like, and you need abbreviations for stuff and blah, blah, blah. But then he was going to turn around and tell me. He wouldn't be ready for a relationship for some years. Like, he wasn't 40
ma'am.
Years old.
Ma'am, really?
Ma'am. Yes.
I want you to let it go.
I'm building a bridge. I'm not finished yet. I'm about halfway across the river.
No.
I'm building the bridge.
I need you to let it go.
No, I'm building a bridge. So I can't just let it go. I need to get to the other side of this. Dr. T, please help me. Speaking of which, if you care to join in on the conversation, if you want to be part of this absolute foolishness that we have going on right now, you can give us a call at 760-683-2662. Clearly somebody has never seen Frozen, because that is not how that song goes.
First of all, who said I was trying to be like Frozen? I just want you to...
Or you can hit us up on Twitter. @_friend. She's manning the Twitter tonight. So.
The Twitter is hot tonight. And we just said...
We just said, as she's typing,
let it go.
And... Which is why I was laughing, because I knew I was about to bring it up again. I had to laugh. But anyway,
you know what?
When I was younger, I did feel like
it's
just smart for me. So I used to date dumber guys.
Why?
And then I was like, oh, this isn't really fun. It's kind of fun because dumb boys are dumb and they do things.
They got very old.
Watch this dumb boy do something dumb. Hey, dumb boy, come do this. With your dumb ass.
You did not think like that. You didn't think like that.
No, that's I really
that's rude.
I couldn't.
That's
not that type
rude.
Of person.
It's rude.
Like I posted yesterday on Facebook, I'm the nicest rude person ever.
Yeah.
I am. Super nice. Or I'm the
rude
nice person ever. There we go.
You're rude.
I mean, I'm not rude. I just I don't got time, child. All of these pleasantries and whatnot and what have you, I don't have time for it. Breezy, you haven't said anything in a while. So what I want to know is, have you ever dated someone that was way smarter than you? How did that make your penis feel?
Well, it really made my penis feel either way, one way or the other.
Well... It did, because you was wondering what her mouth did.
Not to that, but still. I'm not dating anybody. I was, head and shoulders that much smarter than me. Might have been more, well-versed in one thing in particular that I may not have been, and talked about that thing often. That was it, but nothing that made me feel, self-conscious about.
So you never dated a woman that was so smart? Never
mind.
Okay.
She gave good knowledge, though.
She got what?
She gave good knowledge.
Bye, boy. Bye, Breezy.
Breezy.
760-683-2662. Call in. Be a part of the conversation. Okay.
So, are there any subjects, like, if you really thought about it, like, I would appreciate a man who was well-versed in XYZ?
Yes, well-versed in pleasing me.
Pleasing how, Deirdre? In all the ways? In all the ways?
In all ways, Deirdre. Always.
Okay.
Always.
Breathing.
I want them to have a PhD in me.
The D stands for P wrong. Okay. Where did this come from? Oh, gosh.
For me, it's hip hop. We talk about that. You like hip hop.
Oh,
and,
man, I thought we had a change.
And I'm very big on, this is me being a nerd, I'm very big on superhero movies.
Dang.
You enjoy that? You like that?
Again.
Hip hop?
Well.
Let me just say that the very first Batman sucked. Okay, thank you. It was boring. Like, I watched it the first time and I was like, oh, this is great. Boom, bam, pow, zap. Then we got the VHS tape and I was like, get this out the VCR. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, but those things I like to talk about, I enjoy. and if someone else, you know, on her own, without trying to, you know, show off or impress, if that's something they like already, then that's cool. Mm-hmm. Now, having said all that, physicality, I still, you know, I'm like, damn. But as far as, you know, something substantial, don't
why
suggest,
do we keep talking about physicality? And that is the exact opposite of what we're discussing today.
Because we like sex.
We do. But as far as, you know, just hanging out or something more substantial, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, that, you know, that would take just as much of precedent over sex, because we done got past that initial, you know, phase.
You know, I get it. Here's what I need you to know. I need you to know something about cars. I need you to know something about fixing things, putting things together. Okay? Because I put my own queen size bed with drawers underneath, headboard, footboard, drilled the slats in and everything by myself.
I did too. Except my bed is broken. And it's still not fixed.
What were you doing?
She broke that.
It's never been put together properly.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Mm-hmm. My bed is supposed to be a canopy. You've seen my bed, Brian.
It's just joking, people.
Just so we're clear.
I'm going to be helping.
It's just joking.
No, but I'm going to be helping.
Then you ain't
even
got to explain.
It's just
when
joking.
You ain't even got to explain. Oh, my God. Listen. It's okay.
It's just joking.
It's just jokes, people. It's
now
just
you let it go. Thank
you. All right. Get over that.
My. Okay. So, now, also, in order for us to have exciting and titillating conversation, I need you to know music. And by music, I don't really care about teaching and stuff like that. I'm talking about people that actually know how to play instruments. I'm talking old school R&B. I'll ask a guy if we're talking and they're like, oh, I love old school R&B and blah, blah, blah. If I ask you what your favorite Michael Jackson album is and you say Thriller, I'm giving you the sign off.
Why?
Because the best Michael Jackson album was Thriller.
That's his.
Well,
that's his. And that is old school R&B.
He's missing it. Most people say it's Thriller. Because Thriller was, you know, the number one top grossing album in the world. Blah, blah, blah. No, Michael Jackson's best album musically was Off the Wall.
I don't know music.
But I'm just saying. But that's my thing. That's the way.
So darn.
People that know music.
No, Off the Wall was
a good album. Now, let's be clear, Dee. Okay, we couldn't date seriously because you didn't know that. But I would definitely hit that. Okay. Don't worry, boo. All right. So,
you know what? Oh, yeah.
What are
you saying, boo? Oh, y'all just turning me down. I don't understand. I'm just not intelligent enough in these subjects. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
And also, like, pop culture. Like,
oh.
80s, 90s.
You know what I'm saying? Again.
You know, I conversation, you know, same thing. Ask somebody, you know, what's your favorite old school artist? You know, or and the person says Jaheim.
You need your ass beat.
Like, are you serious? That was 99. That wasn't even playing generation old.
I don't even know what any of that means.
You know what old school R&B means.
Clearly I don't.
Obviously not. You're willfully ignorant.
Probably. Like, I don't care.
But that's the thing, and that's fine. If you don't care, then you don't care. But if you don't care about the things that I care about enough to even, like, have a conversation with me.
But what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? I don't listen to that stuff.
Listen, woman, why do you feel personally attacked right now? Nobody's talking to you.
Because.
About that. Nobody's talking about you.
I'm trying to get into these new circles, and they talk about hip-hop and old-school music and politics, and I'm like, oh.
Then that's not a circle you need to be in. Let me tell you something.
I need variety in my life. Like, y'all can talk about it. I just like your energy.
I like
your energy.
Because most politicians are black.
You know what? I don't like politics either because sometimes I want to just hit somebody in the head
right.
and say, shut up.
Stop.
Right.
Stop.
Just shut up. Just do that.
Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. Speaking of which, if that candidate that's running independently ends up on the ballot in Maryland, I might have to vote for him. Do you know what candidate I'm talking about? No? These Nuts. No, really, there really is somebody on the ballot named These Nuts. I'm so serious.
Yeah, I just saw somebody was retweeting These Nuts.
Yes, These Nuts 2016. That's right, baby. Might have the vote for them. Might be the best option.
See what I'm saying? This too much. This too much for me. That's the foolishness.
So, D.
You know what?
Uh-oh.
You're right. There's something that someone, if they talk about this, it's really attractive.
And that would be?
About their relationship with God.
Won't he do it?
And I'm being very serious.
No, I didn't.
Someone who is very passionate about their faith, whatever it is.
Okay.
That's attractive.
I agree. But here's the thing. With all this that's being said tonight, you still have to have a personality. Okay? Because if, like, I cannot stand a cornball.
Define cornball.
Cornball to me is a dude that swears he's so smart and so funny and he laughs at his own jokes. And he's like, oh, all the damn time.
Only person laughing at him.
Or a cornball is like a super duper, always positive, nothing ever goes wrong type person. I'm like, come on, son. Nothing ever goes wrong? Never.
You have to see the silver lining in the cloud.
I see the silver lining, but I also know that the cloud is currently raining. Like, you can't just be walking around like it's sunny outside. Get your umbrella, nigga. Like, you just totally ill prepared for life because you're just like, everything's awesome.
This is when we need video.
No, you absolutely don't need to see my everything is awesome.
But I tell you what kills Stacey Dash types. They'll be beautiful, but dumb as a motherfucker.
Oh, what are you talking about? Stacey Dash is intelligent. She's a Republican. She's a black woman that says the dumbest ever. And people agree with her. Or people think, well, Stacey Dash said.
It must be true.
Yes, because
who
are
those people who say
because I'm black and she's black, so all black people say and think and feel the same way and have the same experiences because, yes, Black Lives Matter, and all black people are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? That's how you feel?
Idiot.
Yeah. I almost bought one of those. Dang it. Anyway.
Yeah, but don't say your dad started to be saying, that sounds smart than just hearing how they sound.
But then when you actually hear what they're saying, you're like, what the hell did you just say? Yep.
Ooh, y'all.
I wouldn't want none of that dumb getting up in my womb. I ain't hit nobody that time. What's the problem? Anyway. But like cornballs, just like I don't know. Just
dummy.
Some of them are super smart. They know all kinds of things. They can hack your whole life. However, they get to talking and you're like, what is your corny ass talking about right now? You're like, oh, man, I need need you to shut up and just be kind of pretty from over there. I don't know. It's like, it's the delivery of the intelligence. Because there's some people that it's super freaking annoying when they're like, well, actually.
Oh, trying to create some money.
Yeah, and it's like, shut up. Or like people that have to turn every conversation into being about them because they know whatever it is we're talking about. It's like, okay, can you let everybody talk and stop trying to dominate the conversation with your super secret insider information? Shut the up. Getting better. So yeah, that's like a major turnoff. Like there's limits to this intelligent thing. Like he could be pretty much a mama.
Have you broken up with somebody? Like you've been with somebody for a while and you're like, I just can't take your dumbness anymore. You haven't?
And it wasn't even dumb per se, but our thought processes were so different. Like we had the same, I thought we had the same destination.
Mm-hmm.
No, we had the same destination in mind. But his way of getting there and my way of getting there were not even the same. Like, literally, most of our arguments consisted of me asking, I just want to know what you were thinking.
What were you thinking?
You got mama on it?
I had to.
Mm-mm.
Because I just couldn't get it. I didn't understand how, first of all, how are we in an argument about something so simple, number one. And second of all, I didn't say what we think. I just want to understand your thought process. That's what I would say. Because it's just some stuff I can't wrap my mind around.
Oh.
Like, if you need to do this thing, this thing right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the simplest way to do this thing is to go up to the thing and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, you talk to your mans and them, and they tell you to go over here. And then when you come back, do this, walk away, come back, do this. And all you had to do was just, like, press two buttons and hit okay or something. Like, I don't understand overcomplicating things.
But.
No,
but the question is, do you, okay, let me ask you this. Whatever this thing was.
Everything.
did he end up where you needed him to be? Like, did it get done?
After my head spun around and green pea soup flew out of my mouth and he needed to call a priest? Yes.
I'm saying, was there ever an occasion where he did it his way and he got the end result that you want? Now, it may have frustrated you and you were spitting out pea soup and your head was spinning, but he got to the end result that you both agreed upon. Yes or no?
Without me helping?
Well.
Without me being involved whatsoever?
Well.
I need to be clear on the question.
Yes for right now.
No.
Never.
Okay.
Once I took my hands off the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Shit started bouncing around like a pinball. Just like, oh, okay. Okay. There's no real direction here without me staring.
We'll talk offline. That's a whole another conversation. Whoa, let's go on. I'm sorry. Don't look at me like that.
I'm talking to you offline. I got to explain myself to you.
You ain't got to explain that to me. just have an observation.
So, my next question
is,
what if a man or woman was well versed in sexual intercourse? Yes. Is that your jam? That's your jam, isn't it, Dave?
That is.
That's your jam right there.
You see D-Ball smile. She just had.
That thing crept up like the Joker. It was like.
It was being well versed. Let's see, what is being well versed in that to you?
I'm all about someone being very educated in pleasing the.
She already said that. She did already say that.
So. I fucks with that. If you will.
Now here's the thing, and here's the thing, and no, you know what? I'm not even going to cut you off. Go ahead, Breezy. Go ahead. Answer the question, please.
Educated and eagerness.
Both.
That's what I like. Like,
so, if a woman were well educated, like, she knew what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be like, I wonder who taught her this. How many times did it take before she got it right?
I wouldn't care. I'm going to get it then.
Okay. Okay. Let me tell you something. Kind of off topic, but kind of on topic. This fat, funky mother... Okay, sorry. This gentleman, who I was not attracted to...
Oh, I thought you... Back on the bridge, you was building.
No, child, I told you, man.
Okay, I was just trying to be clear. I didn't want to have to say, let it go.
And say he was, because I said he was fat. Anyway, so, this ninja was at a gathering that I was at this weekend.
Okay.
And apparently, one of the guys there was younger.
Okay.
He's like a little, like, older man.
Mm.
This fat, funky dog got in their conversation and was telling him why he shouldn't date an older woman. Guess why? He said older women have been ruined. Ruined. Women over 30 have been ruined.
So how old is he?
If I had to guess, he had to be about 45 by the looks of him, but from what he was saying, he was not quite 40 yet. Here's my issue with that. You don't want a car with a lot of miles on it, is what he told the guy. You don't want to buy a car with a lot of miles on it. But you the ninja driving all the damn cars, though. You want to drive this car, and you want to get out in the middle of the street. You ain't even take the car back where you got it, and you hop in another car, and you drive that one till the brakes fail. So then you jump out of that car. You don't fix it. You jump out of that car. You get in the new car, and you drive that one until the wheels fall off. And then, do you buy new tires? No. You sit out that car and drive another. So now you got all these cars. One is in the wrong destination. One of them, the brakes have failed. One of them needs new tires. But instead of fixing and turning the cars, you just get a new damn car.
Great analogy.
Thank you. I'm taking a bow in case anybody cares. Thank you. That frustrates me to no end. That attitude, and also the attitude when I was messing with Breezy about men like, oh, where'd she learn that from? Probably your best friend, sucker. Like, come on, we too old. We too old for this
oh, she got to be pure and chaste and virginal and all of this, and you done did who knows what with half her friends. Come on, player, for real? Be for real.
I just want to say that Bri is talking about our next conversation for Wednesday.
Oh, sorry.
She's jumping ahead. You know, we'll talk about it next week.
But seriously, it's like at this age, we should be experienced.
And sexually liberated.
Yes, and over it. Over all of this bull. Okay? But, like, a man who knows his stuff, and not just because he put his penis into a lot of people, but because he knows his stuff. Like, when he puts his penis into these people, he pays attention. He knows when
you're you know what?
Like this, and you're... I'm sorry.
Okay, so, no. This is, I'm giving you a perfect example of a man knowing his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, now this is going to be, Saints, I need y'all to close your ears.
Or turn your radio up, because let me tell you about being, okay, sorry. I'm
going
to take that one.
I need y'all to turn your radios off and get your prayer cloths and your oil. Because I'm about to say something y'all ain't like. Okay?
It is.
Sucking dick.
Woo!
Amen.
I'm sorry, what?
So, sucking dick.
Sing the D.
I didn't understand, you know, guys have said in passing, you know, they like a woman who can deep throat. And they also... you know, like when she gags. And so here's the thing. Never understood why they like you to be gagging. I mean, think about it. She crying. She can't breathe. All that kind of stuff. Like, why do you like that? I never understood it, right? Well, guess what? Someone pulled me to the side and said, listen, when you gag, the back of your throat is closing. So it is closing on the tip of the dick. It is grabbing the penis. Even when you keep going and you're gagging, your throat is saying,
God bless you.
Really, Deidre? Really?
And I was, but I'm saying, it made so much sense to me. Not that I said dick.
Anywho,
but someone who's knowledgeable about sex made me see it from a totally different perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about, oh my gosh, I got to do this for somebody because this is what he likes. Oh my God, he put it by my face. Oh my God, he want me to die on the dick. I don't understand. It's because your throat is massaging his penis head.
Finley, I've been known to test gag reflex.
You been what? What?
Known to test gag.
Listen,
this is not about you right now, sir. We're talking, you know what?
I almost said, what's the name for it? Ain't true.
Nope.
Okay. So, but I'm saying that's a perfect example of being knowledgeable. Versus now, I can be like, oh, I really want to please you. So my goal is to just keep going. And then if you want to lubricate my throat, that's fine. Because I understand that what I'm doing has causes and effects. The end. Okay, Saints, y'all can listen again.
Okay. That was your introduction, Diva. Is there anything you would like to share? Any intelligence you would like to impart upon the people?
You know what? I'll pass on that one.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I believe I taught Dee something very new. When was that?
What did you teach me?
When we were talking about pregnancy or getting pregnant, and you were like, I need a whole week after.
Oh.
And I was like, that was when you posed it.
Right.
Because it's.
No, I was sharing. I was sharing. Ma'am. No.
Breezy, stop doing that. Stop making those noises. They're so weird. Go ahead, Dee.
No, I'll be perfectly honest with you. It wasn't until I was in my late 30s that I found out about the ovulation for women. Like, I never understood that 12, 14 days, all that kind of stuff. I never understood it until someone broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figured you needed a cleaning time.
That's what your menstruation
was. Well, I was given an extra time. Hush! It did. Well, now it's too late. Well, it happened. You learned something new. And I'm grateful. It's probably too late for me to put into effect now. But
I learned something new.
What did you learn? Share
with
the people.
Actually, you won't care. Because it's about that thing. You don't like.
Yeah. It's so unsanitary. It's just not clean.
Really? No. Oh. Because, okay. Well. All right. Maybe you're not wrong. Because, all right.
It's not clean.
Okay, girl.
But it's not. Even though someone told me about fleek.
No, you're okay. Fleet is different from fleek, okay?
No, right, but there's fleet.
Mm-hmm. So this finger pointing up that you're, okay, it's
the
going out and up.
Hammer.
Okay.
Right, you.
Yeah, you put this, uh-huh.
And then you.
I don't know what was that? He's doing a pantomime. Sure.
Y'all know what the hell I
was. No,
about.
What was this? What is this?
That was release.
Okay. Well, it's never done that for me before. So I wasn't sure.
No, you know good way that was no jazz hand.
Okay.
It's not clean. But I was told that once you do the fleet and you
stop flicking your fingers to the side because that is not how that works.
Well, that's fleet.
We need a camera for real.
No, we don't. Can you imagine if we had a camera? If she acts like this now.
I'd be a little bit more shy.
Child, please. You forget that camera was here so fast.
You're absolutely right. I'd be like, what? What have you learned since she's not going to share? You've learned nothing.
I'm just tripping off of you doing it.
No, but what did you learn? Has anyone ever opened your mind to a new...
Oh, I learned something else. Wait. Okay. So. Okay. So, I had heard someone had said that if you use the bathroom right before you go, right before you, do adult things, right? And then you do adult things and you get right to the point, the woman gets to the point where it's like, ooh, but it feels like you have to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to just push it out. And apparently, you'll squirt. That's what I heard, though. I don't know how accurate that is because haven't really had sex in a really...
So you've really never squirted before?
Oh, look at the time. By the way, someone who is very knowledgeable about sex is called an intersexual, which is the word that I thought I made up last week, but I didn't.
Okay. Man.
Sorry. I know we got like 10 minutes, but my ears are hot.
I bet it is. With all that stuff you got on your head. Because
I don't want the thing pulling my hair. I had to take my head wrap off, Charm.
Lord. These people do.
So, really? Still nothing?
I'll pass.
You never taught a woman to do that thing you like? Crickets.
I'll pass.
She must be listening.
She is. It's okay.
I mean, I don't talk about tests and gag reflexes, so I was just passing on something else.
Okay.
I'm saying that I've already said things that.
Okay.
If y'all can see how we looking at him right now.
I'm not even looking at him.
Anymore. B is currently examining her brain. She rolled her eyes so hard. So we're about to wrap this up. And all what I can say is
what?
Sir, stop playing with me. Stop playing my games, man.
What just happened? What are you talking about?
You know who I'm talking to.
Who is he? Is he listening?
He better be.
Oh.
And if he's not, I'm putting it out in the atmosphere. Such a big, sexy brain.
I need you to burn the bridge.
No, I'm so not flipping talking about that dude. As a matter of fact,
it's another dude.
Today is the first day that I've said anything about him in weeks.
You're right.
I don't talk about him. So I think all of that ashy ass shit on 4th of July.
Okay. So who are we talking about now?
Just someone.
Who? What's his code name?
That's a good question. I don't have one for you. What?
Who's this guy?
My business. You don't know him.
Why? Not.
It's not a thing yet. Hello, I just said, sir, stop playing. I just said it.
Sir, if you're listening, why don't you call in? 760-683-2662. Call in. I'm your friend in this situation.
I'd like to hear from you.
Busy doing brainy stuff. Thinking and shit. He's probably home right now reading
Popular Mechanics. Is that a book?
Is that a magazine? It is a magazine.
Or Reading the Oatmeal online. Or, you know, doing complex math problems like Goodwill Hunting. Discussing nuclear fission. Or...
Well, either way, stop playing with her. Please.
Please, though. Hey, call in, Jim.
Please.
Call in and with tell your story. Please. Bad. Next week, we're talking about sexual oppression and sexual liberation.
I am going to try not to get angry next week. I'm going to try. Okay. I'm promising
that you're gonna try. You didn't say you wouldn't do it.
Right.
So there's still.
So my promises mean nothing to you?
Nothing at all.
Well, goddamn!
Being honest. Isn't there a song of just being honest?
Sure, there is.
It's part of Hey Ya by Andre 3000. But I'm not going to get. Okay. I'm already worked up.
Exactly. Your illustration was awesome.
But let me tell you that I'm going to discuss those two dudes in Vegas. I know you saw that picture yesterday.
I did not.
Good.
I did not. I miss a lot of stuff because they're actually having
JJ
me work.
Slam in.
I miss all the good stuff.
Well, we've got 3 minutes.
Well, what I do want to say is, while Breezy has contributed a little bit tonight, next week. I need your voice. So, that means come prepared to talk sexual oppression and sexual liberation.
Okay.
Well versed.
Okay.
We may even have a special guest.
Is it going to be a man or a woman?
It will be a woman.
Oh, okay.
A sexologist.
She ain't no sexologist.
She is.
No, she isn't.
You got to let the same person?
Probably.
Okay, well, 760-683-2662. Y'all hit us up. Same time. I'm sorry.
Did we warp into next week?
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Amongst Friends. Goodbye from D Rob. Breezy Tail.
Goodbye.
And once again, yours truly, Baby Cooley. Join us next week. Change call. We'll be discussing sexual oppression and sexual liberation. This is Amongst